Still with Iraq, the government of the Philippines today said that it's going to keep its commitments. Those commitments are to maintain a small force of Philippine troops in Iraq until August 20th. But Islamic militants are holding a Filipino truck driver somewhere in Iraq and threatening to kill him if the Philippine government doesn't withdraw its forces by July 20th. Joining us in the studio is the newest member of the day-to-day family, Eric Weiner. He's been a foreign correspondent for NPR in India, in Tokyo, and in Israel. He'll be covering foreign affairs, mostly for our program. He spent a lot of time in the Philippines. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be a part of the day-to-day family.
Well, you're going to be explaining world affairs for us, maybe things that not everyone is as familiar with as you are. Let's start with the presence of Filipinos in Iraq. And as you say, this is a really widespread phenomenon. It's not just Iraq. Filipinos in particular are all over the world.
They are. They're everywhere. 7 million Filipinos out of a country of only about 80 million are living around the world. Everywhere from Kazakhstan to the Sudan to this country, of course. And they're doing all kinds of jobs. I mean, they are truck drivers, as the hostage in Iraq is, Angela de la Cruz. But they're also lounge singers. Nearly every bar in Asia has a Filipino band. And they are nannies, and they are nurses, and they are caring for the world's elderly and the world's children. And they're doing this with the active encouragement of their government. So while there's concern in this country in the U.S. about outsourcing of jobs, in the Philippines, they're deliberately outsourcing or exporting their people. And they send money home, a lot of money, a few dollars at a time, but it adds up to about $8 billion a year, this money sent from overseas workers back to the Philippines. And that $8 billion is, in fact, the second highest amount of foreign revenue that the Philippines earns. So it's big business, it's big money, and it's become a way of life for the Filipinos.
When you travel in these countries, you see Filipinos working in many different kinds of jobs. Is that at all controversial back in the Philippines when you're there? Does it seem to be something people like or don't like?
Well, it's hard to say. The government at least seems to want to have it both ways. When you arrive at the airport in Manila, there's a special line for what they call OFW, Overseas Filipino Workers. So they get this sort of special treatment. They're posters saying we must honor the OFW, the overseas worker. On the other hand, you know, there is this obvious brain drain created when millions of your countrymen and women are leaving. There's a shortage of doctors and nurses in the Philippines. And while Filipino nannies are raising the world's children, they're not raising their own children who they leave behind with family members. That is certainly controversial. But it's a matter of dollars and cents. You know, a Filipino doctor earns about $400 a month in the Philippines. He can come to the U.S. and work as a nurse and earn perhaps as much as $4,000 a month. So I was wondering, you know, what effect is this hostage crisis in Iraq going to have on this whole dynamic? Is it changing people's minds in the Philippines? And I reached an old friend of mine, Joel Rocamora. He's head of the Institute for Popular Democracy in Manila. I spoke with him on a cell phone outside of a busy restaurant in Manila and asked him just that question. Here's what he had to say.
For us, the choice is possible quick death in Iraq as opposed to slow death here in the Philippines. Conditions here are so bad that people are willing to take all kinds of risks.
That's a political analyst in the Philippines with a remarkably grim portrait of what life is like in that country for these overseas workers.
It is, and I think that whatever the fate of Mr. De La Cruz, millions of Filipinos are still going to seek their fortunes outside of the country.
Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner will be hearing from you often. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Alex.